we're going to be able to be more human than we ever have been, because it's freeing up tasks that are daunting and time-wasting. Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently. By now, our listeners know that we recommend that salons go cashless. And with Aura Salonware, you can now accept only the payments you want. Aura Salonware is an integrated point of sale that accepts both card present and card not present payments. That means cards can be kept on file and clients can use ExpressPay to get through checkout in seconds.
We also coach salons to go gratuity free, and Aura allows you to hide the gratuity line for those using this method of business. With Aura Salonware, you can future-proof your salon with technology. If you are interested in this type of profit maximization, visit aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Color inventory doesn't have to be so painful. There's finally a solution, and that solution is SalonScale. We have partnered with SalonScale to make this process more streamlined and simple. The SalonScale app will keep track of all of your color used down to the last drop, and it'll give you a suggested color order list whenever you need it. No more under-ordering and no more over-ordering. Visit salonscale.com/DTH and use code DTH10 at checkout for 10% off.
I recently posted about the power of technology and how it is life-changing. And I think people get really upset when they're thinking about AI and it's going to take over our jobs. No, it's going to enhance our humanality. Like,
humanality.
We're going to be able to be more human than we ever have been, because it's freeing up tasks that are daunting and time-wasting. And that was kind of essentially what the caption was about. And there's a specific part in the caption where I say, let's use technology so that humans can do what humans do best, which is have a human experience.
Well, that sounds horrible. I cannot believe you said that.
You
and
bitch.
I'm sure that that disruptive caption probably just caused so much chaos.
It did. So every single person was basically saying, not true. Don't agree. And I was really confused at first, because I was like, wait, what are we not agreeing on? You know, we got to focus on human connection. I'm like, yeah, that's what I said. And every single person was like, no, technology is blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, wait a minute. Did no one read the caption? No one read the caption. That's why. They read how the quote said, this is so impactful, utilizing technology. It's a necessity in our businesses. We have to get on board, blah, blah, blah. And
What makes me laugh is, do you realize how much technology we use every second?
Every second of the day.
We don't live. We already live a
in the
life
future
of AI, a bionic experience.
Hello, our phones are complete, like
electricity.
Yes.
Our microwave, our stove, our lights.
AI has been
our doorbells
before. I think it was Crystal Chaos. She posted something recently. And she was talking about how AI is closer to the sinking of the Titanic than it is to 2023. And that's how long AI has been out. Not in maybe the capacity we're using it now, but the starting of it. I mean, this has been continuous.
People think of AI as an all-encompassing robot with consciousness.
Yeah.
So I think people think of like ChatGPT, that there's like—
It's incredible.
It is incredible. But I think people assume it's like this evil robot lives in a big warehouse, and it's a boy, and he causes chaos in the world. And I think that's what people think AI is. Kind of like people think God is an old man in the sky.
Yeah.
They think AI is a young man in a warehouse typing.
Yeah. I love him.
I do too.
He has changed
my
life.
Keep him employed.
He has
made
me—
People say the same thing about God.
True.
People are having the same experience.
Same experience.
It
is that
life changing.
It is a spiritual experience. I'm not even I really think that we need to remember like how much this can streamline everything, and it's changed the way our business is run, because one, I'm able to do social media more efficiently and quicker. So I'm spending less time creating content, and now I'm able to create more impactful content and more of it, and have it scheduled out for months at a time. I can go on vacation. I can spend time with my family. I can hang out with my friends and not have to stress about doing this mundane work, I can have my human connection.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about where the comma goes.
Yes, I can talk to my clients. I can hang out knowing that this is set up for me to be successful.
I will say, I had, when I first heard about ChatGPT specifically, not AI in general, but ChatGPT.
Yeah, you were against it.
I wasn't against it.
He said, fuck that. No, you didn't say that.
I wasn't against it. Because one of our employees said we should start using this.
For email marketing.
Well, I got frustrated because I was like, I get nervous that if we do, we're going to lose the human connection, mm-hmm. right?
That's a lot of people's fear.
Yeah. And I like to write. Mm-hmm. And a lot of stuff that is written for DTH, I write because I like to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I was
you're a good writer.
But I was also like, it's not going to sound
like you.
Like me. Mm-hmm. There's a couple positives to this. One, I sound like me. I like that. That's mine. ChatGPT sounds however, like whatever you input into it.
Yeah, because you can say, write this in an empathetic tone, write this in a friendly tone, write this in a professional tone. It'll change.
I've realized that if I want it to sound like me, it says, write this in a sarcastic, sardonic tone. And then it does sound like me.
I'm
going to
find my tone.
Yeah. I'm sarcastic
or
and sardonic.
Or act as is a great prompt. And
yeah.
I do act as a salon business coach a lot.
But what I have found is it's actually, like you just said, it's freed up my creativity where I can be, I still have to create it.
Yeah. I have to create the prompt. Then once it creates it, I always edit it because it isn't me. And it's not saying what I want, but I think that's where a lot of people get stuck.
It fills the space of the
things
that
you can create.
Exactly.
Because when you're sitting there and looking at a blank paper or, you know, you're looking to create content and create a caption, sometimes it's been so daunting because you're like, where do I even start? But you know what you want to talk about, but you don't even know how to word it. And so using ChatGPT has been so helpful because it gets the start and then I'm seeing it. And I'm like, no. I want to say this here. I want to edit this. But it's grammatically correct. It's, you know, it has a tone that maybe when I'm trying to portray something, I'm so passionate about it that my tone might come off more offensive to someone or could be harmful. And so it kind of puts this barrier and buffer.
It's teaching us how to talk.
It is. I feel like I'm learning to speak and write now without it more professionally.
Right.
And I did recently actually take a class on professional writing, like in an office place, because I really wanted to have like really polite ways to say like fuck off without saying, you know, like, or professional ways. And I learned a lot through that. And so I've been able to incorporate that in my usage of ChatGPT. But I actually was telling some of our coaches, I was like, sometimes when they want to have something, a hard conversation, and they don't know where to start, I'm like, write it reactively in ChatGPT. Like, say truly what you want to say, and it's going to put a buffer on it. And what's happened is that they're able to say what they wanted to say. ChatGPT has taken it and made it more digestible for the person to hear it. They've sent it in a text. Context is the same, just maybe a little bit more well-written. And it puts this kind of barrier on the fact that, like, it's almost like a protection. And it's been incredible. I've used it for really harmful comments like that I wanted to respond to that maybe I emotionally could not say what I wanted to say to like be able to put it in ChatGPT and help it rewrite in a more accepting tone has been a game changer for comment responses too.
Yeah. And I think people think it's auto-generated, but you're controlling what it says. Mm-hmm. It cannot work without human interaction and thought and consciousness. So, you know, what I love about it, besides that, is we get reports from our coaches every week, and they tell us
on their students and what they're working on.
Yeah, like what
they're struggling
with.
Challenges the students are having.
And I was like, let's put all their notes in ChatGPT and say, please find the most common. I'm very polite to ChatGPT.
Me too.
I always say please.
I love him in his warehouse.
I always go, can you? Can you do this for me? And then he goes, yeah.
Yeah, you dumbass.
Kind of like God. So I put all the notes and I said, show me the top, like the common threads. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of notes from our coaches.
It was like
pages.
Pages of notes. I mean, they're
so
thorough.
It gave us the top 10 common threads of what were in the notes. And then what it allowed me and Sid to do as the owners is to go back and solve the problems.
Yeah. So then we started thinking of content that we could create or classes or systems or new ways to train our coaches based on the collective problems of the students. And these are problems that they're having in their business. Like some of them were like, maybe they're not utilizing the coach as much as they want. Some were, you know, having a lot of fear around raising their prices. Some were not spending enough time outside of their work.
The biggest was hiring.
And hiring was the number one.
Which really is affirming to me. Is that the word?
If it's, yeah.
It affirmed me. I don't know if that's the word. It
filled you up. Filled your cup. Well, tell me what it did to you.
There's a word that I'm looking for.
I can help you with the word.
Like vindicated. Mm. What's that? What is the word I'm looking for? When it... I'm losing my mind. Anyways, it affirmed that... Wait, what was I talking about? Oh, the hiring.
Hiring.
Oh my God. Okay, I just
Get
ate
this
lunch.
Get this man a coffee!
Okay, hiring was one of the biggest issues. It was like towards the top of mm-hmm. the main issues, according to ChatGPT. And what's funny is that one of the things that we teach the most at Destroy the Hairdresser is always keep hiring. And like, it's our main focus. And I think people are like, I get it. I got to hire. And I'm like, it's still the number one problem.
Yeah.
Even when people are paying us for advice and coaching, it's still the problem.
Yeah.
And everyone acts
There's
like—
There's so emotionality like connected to it.
That people get so funny about like, I get it. You always say hire. I'll always be hiring. I'm like, I'll stop when ChatGPT
stops telling me that's a common thread.
A common thread.
Well, it changed how, you know, we're always coaching our coaches. Like they have calls with us just like they did when they were students. And but it changed the way we did like our next coach training is really gonna be talking about that and how to support the students
we're
in a different way.
We're not even gonna do it. ChatGPT
can just talk to them. But I think that's what we're forgetting how powerful this tool is. And I think people aren't thinking on a bigger picture. And we're talking about it on a very usage small scale right now. I mean, how people are truly using it in big ways is incredible.
We're not talking Apple goggles, okay? Mm-mm. We're talking...
I can't wait for those, though. I will...
My brother's already...
Take my money, all of my savings.
Trying to find pre-order options. yeah, I agree. Like, we're talking about this, and it's the AI that we are currently using, though it is amazing for us, isn't that new.
Mm-mm.
We've been using it quite some time. We just, not to this extent, maybe not this much of an open platform.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like all technology, if you learn how to use it to your benefit instead of you becoming addicted to it, mm-hmm. it's the same with like Instagram. Like Instagram is great if you use it to your benefit, not great if you're addicted to it. And I think ChatGPT or anything that has the future of artificial intelligence is we can't get addicted to it. That's what's going to be dangerous. And now a word from our sponsors.
We are proud to introduce you to Hair Story. Hair Story is known for their clean and safe ingredients, but did you know that they have one of the best affiliate programs on the market? You can earn 25% on all sales when your clients use your custom Hair Story link, plus receive money on your purchases made by hairdressers you refer. For clients, they will receive 15% off their first purchase using your link. Need back bar? No problem. As a Hair Story pro, you will unlock generous back bar pricing. Ready to try Nuwash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today. One of the classes I teach in our conscious school, I solely focus on the social media marketing department. And one of the classes I taught in the previous semester was all about recycling and reusing your content. And this is actually a strategic marketing plan that if you were to talk to people outside our industry that specialize in this, do. They recycle content always. There's a system. I teach it in the class because it's like, how non-efficient is it? Is that what I'm trying to say?
Unefficient.
We're having a hard time talking.
Non-efficient.
Whatever. You get it. Of the lack of efficiency.
Maybe it's because we use ChatGPT.
I know. It broke us.
I'm like.
But my point was that like you're what a great time. You spent all this time creating a caption. It took all of your effort. You put it out there and then you never use it again. And so I've been able to use some of my old captions that were so impactful.
I get I'm a person who's like, everything has to be new.
An addiction, and then you burn out.
Every word has to be new. Every concept has to be new. Every image has to be new.
So what ChatGPT did for me is I would say rewrite this in a specific tone, and it would take the same kind of idea that I had written and rewrite it in a different way so it seemed new. And it, because we're constantly repeating what we're talking about. We're constantly talking about our methods. We're constantly talking about industry issues that haven't been solved. And so to have this kind of cycling through is so powerful. And, you know, we also talk about removing the front desk and using ChatGPT to create your policies, your contracts, your forms, your checkout verbiage, your any copy that you want on your website. Hello.
But also,
it's a no-brainer.
I think one of my students, you can buy AI ChatGPT. You can like buy it for your apps and you can buy it for stuff. And so she bought it for her salon and it's the front desk.
Yeah.
So it's just ChatGPT.
Communicating
with how to book. And it has to learn. You have to teach it how to do things.
Just like you would an employee.
Right. But then.
Except this is more efficient.
And it keeps learning.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike an employee.
And I mean, that right there is what I'm talking about. It's like, we should not be wasting our time. That's not human connection. Human connection is when they sit in our chair and we can physically be with them. Like, it's sitting there booking appointments and dealing with emails, that's not human connection either. Because look how awful we are to each other behind a screen on social media.
Oh my God.
That's not human connection.
I meet so many people in person that have been so rude to us online and they're so nice to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they love everything we do. I'm like,
you hated us a week ago.
You told me that we were stupid and should die. But now you're giving me a hug. Yeah, I think, you know.
That is a true story, by the way.
That is a true story. But I do think, and we've talked about it before, AI, like, you have to get comfortable with technology. You have to be excited for changes.
It's not an option anymore.
It's not an option. When they give you the chip to put in your brain, you have
just
to do it.
Just say yes and sit down.
Just say yes. Line up.
I will. I mean, if it simplifies human experience, I'm okay with that.
Every time I go to the airport, why is there not a chip in my eyeball?
There is. It's called Clear, and we use it.
Yeah, but even then, it's taking. I just read an article, side note, about how all the perks that like PreCheck, Clear, mm-hmm. like all those perks are so popular that they're just as bad as
they are sometimes
regular lines.
I just like that I don't have to take my shoes off.
And it's big for Sid. She hates taking off a shoe. Usually because she's wearing...
I'm always wearing like a high top or, you know, then I got to like hold up the line and walk, you know, in my socks. It's the whole thing. It's
and
not
like,
even
wow,
relevant to this episode.
5 inches shorter.
I love a platform.
Do you want to tell them or do you want me to tell them?
About what?
That this whole episode was generated by AI.
Next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
There's only two ways to make money in this industry. Charge very little and work a ton. Mm-hmm. Or charge a ton and work very little. They're the same amount.
Yep.
They're the same amount.
It's your choice.
It's your choice.